Yeah, here it is. My name is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for being with us. I'm just going to hang out. Nobody's coming in, so we're just going to play more music. Yeah, the last five songs I played were definitely songs on the old Sony MP3 player from the mid-aughts for the ski playlist. Those things were a lot of fun. I remember Matt Moretti out there with his iPod, like, and he had to have three hand warmers, two because it was freezing, and then one because he had to, like, keep his iPod warm. And then he would give me the other, because as you know, I mean, hand warmers come in packs of two. So he always would give me the other one. And so I would just sort of, like, grab it between my two hands, that kind of thing. The other thing, too, is that, like, I had hand warmers. And this, to this day, it's the same thing where I just sit there and I'm like, I got to keep those for when it's really cold, you know, for when I have to like slice lightsaber into the tauntaun and sleep inside the animal to stay warm. Like when it's that level of cold, maybe I'll use hand warmers. But it's one of those things where it's like every time I'm about to open it up, this is a disposable thing. I better be really sure. And every single time I've been like, yeah, no way. Also, I have a coat from... I think it was bought in 2003. I still wear that coat all the time. It's like a Columbia ski jacket. I've never been cold in it. It's crazy. I mean, I put it on during the snow last week when we were hanging out together last week during the Bombiogenesis, whatever that is. It's because like we already used Snowmageddon and Snowpocalypse, so now we have to sort of come up with like meteorological terms that also. You're like, oh, yeah, bomb. I understand the implications of that language. Yeah, anyway, it was, unless you know, if you really wanted those songs, it was Fuel, Shimmer by Fuel, which has that great sort of coming in on the drums type situation. I was doing some mirror drums in here in the studio in Curtis Hall. 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. Sorry for, like, the weird sort of upset there. Our music playing device sort of crapped out. It's back. Hopefully. Keep Fishing by Weezer and No One Else by Weezer. That's on Maladroit and then on the Blue Album. I listen to the Blue Album so much. I had a girl break up with me in high school because I was listening to the Blue Album too much. And I'll take it, you know? Like, I'll just take that. That's fine. That album was so great. I used to tell people, I used to be like going through their iPods and stuff, and I'd be like, oh yeah, if you don't have any Weezer on here, it means that, like, Weezer on your iPod. This is me being honest. Weezer on your iPod would have meant that you have already listened to sort of like all the music there is to listen to and have come back to Weezer knowing that it is the best. I would say that non-jokingly to people. Yeah, mid-2000s Nate was just, he was hanging out. He was out there. Yeah, and then Pinned by the Yeah. I remember listening to the Yeah sort of right before I went to college and kind of started listening to cool music, but that was one of the first couple bands and albums that were really sort of influential in me getting into indie rock a little bit more. So yeah, thanks the Yeah. And that song's so great, especially skiing. All five of those I recommend you go ahead and download onto your music player of choice, which is probably your phone now, and you're not even downloading it, you're just like streaming the data. Quick shout out to my family. We share a data plan. And with 12 days left, we're over. So I don't know who's doing what. I checked, like 0.2 gigabytes maximum is what my phone was like, what are you looking at this? You don't use anything because there's Wi-Fi everywhere now. Like my house, my place of business, this radio station, we have Wi-Fi. And it's not even like I need to like sacrifice the battery to turn off Wi-Fi and then turn it back on again. It's just always sort of looking for it and it picks up on it and it's fine. I don't know. Is it just getting the pictures on IG? I don't know what it is, but someone's using all that data. It's insane. It's an insane thing. It's Grace, my sister. She's using the data. Mom, if you're listening, which my mom is sometimes listening to the show, we know it's Grace. Also, too, it's not like it's a mystery. It's not like Verizon doesn't just email us and say, you guys were over on your data. Here are the phone numbers that did it. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that mom text message to be like, Nate, be nice to your sister. Eh, whatever. Okay, I got more music to play. I kind of have like sort of the back end of the playlist that I made before I sort of inserted all that awesome ski music. Yeah, hang with us. Fast and Loose, WMFO.
Take care of me. Whose side you always on? Embrace.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Thanks for hanging out. We had Widow Speak. The name of that song was Stoned. We had Azure Safe and Sound. Inserted that one in there because it sounded like a similar band, potentially even similar singer. Turns out that's not the case. Inner Lover by Land of Talk, and It Just Comes and Goes by Old Man Canyon, the promised second track by them on their Delirium B-Sides single. I think it's a 2017 release. Yeah, we had a request come in. That song's coming up next. I got a quick PSA for everybody out there in Radioland. It's space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, containers, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That is true. At one point in my life, I was a firefighter. You know what they talked about? They talked about space heaters. They also talked about pool fires. When you spill a bunch of methanol into a pool and then the top catches on fire, how do you put it out? Well, you can't spray water on it because methanol is a little bit lighter than water, so the methanol is just going to flow to the top of the water. What do? You spray foam over top of the fire to suppress the one side of the fire triangle, because, of course, you need ignition, you have ignition source, heat, fuel. And so if you, or no, it's not, that's not the three. Well, geez, they would take away my firefighting badge, my firefighting merit badge. That's not a merit badge. I don't think it is. It's not. I was in the Boy Scouts. It would be an ignition source, oxygen, and fuel. And by spraying foam over top of a pool fire, you, of course, eliminate the oxygen. You can't have a fire after that. But seriously, though, space heaters, we got one in our house now. I'm like not 100% about it. Am I 100% about using it? Yes. Am I 100% about having it in the house? No. I do not believe that those two points of view are mutually exclusive. I think I'm going to, now that I sort of know that I'm going to be here until at least 5, I think I'm going to share with you some of the good books that I read at some other later date or time. If you got a request, you can call in, as my friend Dave did, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Or if you're local, 781-350-3264. I think the local number versus just the number is sort of a throwback to the olden days where there was sort of like a different line that you could potentially take. I mean, we do have a local phone line and we can process multiple phone calls at the same time. So if people are rolling in here with a million requests, we got you covered. But yeah, anyway, without much further ado, here's a track. Somebody called in, Dave called in to request. It's by Irka Mateo, and the name of the song is Corazon. Shouldn't have told you that. This is a song by Irka Mateo. Forget about the song. We'll talk about it after.
Fluye con la vida. te pasan por al lado. Este no es el tiempo de pedir cacao. Agarra bien la rienda que el viaje ya comienza. Abre bien la sala, despliega toda tu fuerza. Mira por la corriente que apartan el camino. Salta, agáchate, no es ese tu destino. No te dejes engañar, esquiva el movimiento. A los 100% que tú vas a llegar. Disfruta lo vivido, disfruta lo aprendido. No temas al futuro, siente el desenvolvimiento. Todo es un proceso, da gracias a la vida. El futuro te dará un montón de besos. Salta para el vacío, no temas por venir. Nada es permanente, todo llega a su fin. Salimos, adoramos, aprendemos y jugamos. Y volvemos para el tren con las maletas en la mano. Ligeras o pesadas, depende de la estación. También cambia el color, oye bien tu corazón. Sigue, sigue, sigue viviendo. Sigue, sigue, sigue aprendiendo.
This is all that I need.
This is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO. The name of that song was Ice Glitter Gold by Dana Bowie, Abominable Snowman by Somersault, and then the request from my man Dave Corzone by Irka Mateo. I do not think that song came out in 1951, which is what it says in our database. It's going to have to be changed. But I do agree. I was kind of talking to Dave a little bit on the phone about what that kind of song was. He was like, yeah, a little funk. And I agree. Yeah, and it fits right in. So thank you so much for the request, and keep them coming. If you have my phone number, I'm not going to tell it to you, but if you have it, just through means of knowing me in my outside world life, and not radio world life, then yeah, text me some songs and they make it on there. I can almost guarantee you they will make it on there. Yeah, I continue to play some songs. I got some fun stuff that I was kind of looking through. That band, Abominable Snowman, kind of sounds like, or the artist, Somersault, kind of sounds like Whitney. So I was kind of looking through and like, ah, I'm going to play some Whitney. So that's going to happen at some point. The backing track for the last 2 hours, I've been using Broken Social Scene's Feel Good Lost and kind of just like going through tracks on that a little bit. This one is called Love and Mathematics. It's one I probably use the most. And that's, it's pretty cool. I used to do this at the beginning when I was kind of trying to figure out how to even do radio shows, and it's been nice. Also, I apologize. There's been some weird stuff going on the computer, and it's been kind of starting songs out of order. So I apologize for that. It hasn't been the smoothest show of all time. That's sort of what you sign up for here on Fast and Loose. I think this is going to be the last... Well, actually, we definitely have another week kind of coming up here. At least one, maybe two, where we're just going to have like regular the schedule that we've had since the fall. I'm going for this time slot again, the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock time slot. It was a lot of fun. Hey, maybe I'll get another hour. Who knows? But I can tell you this. As soon as school's back in session next Thursday, we're going to be back up to really about 24 hours, 7 days a week of really high-quality shows here on WMFO. So really just kind of come back. It's been on animation, or not animation. I've been playing animation through the radio. It's been on automation a little bit, and so sometimes the songs can appear to overlap, or you hear the same songs over and over again. If you're an avid listener, sort of like me, I am not just a DJ, but I'm also a big fan of this radio station. Then it can kind of get a little bit strange. But there are as soon as students come back, and as soon as people kind of come back from vacation, it is going to be back up to almost 100% all hours of the day covered. And there's some amazing shows that'll be coming back, and amazing shows that'll be starting back up again for 2018 that I recommend. If there's anything about WMFO that I love the most, if there's anything about, that's not a great phrase. There's something I love about WMFO the most is that people really put time and effort into their shows, sort of reflecting who they are, and that's really awesome. So whether it's talk or music or anything, we say keep it freeform. And that is my advertisement for this radio station. All right, as the sun goes down and as the snow begins to melt or starts to melt, I'm going to talk to you about some of the books that I had or some of the books that I liked the most. I'm going to start out with the autobiography of Malcolm X. I got a few friends in the world of ministry that are really cool, thinkers and learners, and something that they really pointed me to this year was, hey, read the autobiography of Malcolm X. A lot of my education and a lot of my learning happened in Alabama, and was sort of definitely guided by the Martin Luther King-centric version of the civil rights movement, and we forget that there was a lot of things going on in the North and in the Midwest, and the autobiography of Malcolm X definitely covers what was going on in Boston and New York at the time, in really the 60s, and just sort of the perceptions. As you know, Malcolm X grew up in Lansing, East Lansing, Michigan, and then moved to Boston and then moved to New York City, and he lived in Harlem for pretty much the rest of his life. And it was a really amazing book, really just well written, and about a character too that young people like me, my life didn't overlap with Malcolm X's, and so it's just a really interesting, version of the events that we get to see, and we get to see, and especially too in the extremely formative and important events that happened during the civil rights movement. So definitely check that out. It's interesting. I mean, it's interesting to have someone who, in a lot of cases, was not a fan of Martin Luther King, and somebody who, especially when we have Martin Luther King Day coming up, it's just interesting the kind of perceptions that Malcolm X had, and definitely sort of his version of some of the things, and also just the how are we going to continue to have the conversations? How are we going to continue to get better about race relations in the United States? It just, the book to me is timeless, and I would definitely recommend it. So that's one. That's one. The Autobiography of Malcolm X as Told by Alex Haley is the one that you want to pick up. Good read. Definitely somewhere in the sort of 400, 500 page range. Great one. Absolutely great one. All right, with that, we're going to come back to a little bit of music. So hang with us.
guitar shop on Santa Monica and 7th Street. The salesman tried to get my attention to sell me a Mexican Fender. She came to get her 10,000 steps and hang out with her boyfriend. But I was only trying to get to know her, so I took her out to the ocean. It was hot, hot, 100 degrees, but she only went in up to her knees. She didn't wanna take off her jeans, cause that would be insane. My summer love. Programming. It's pretty cool for a singer in a band, so I knew we would end up jamming. Later that night we went to a gig and she asked for some advice. What do you do with your hands when you're singing? Do you just hold on to the mic? It was hot, hot, 100 degrees, and the trash overflowed out on the street. The heartbreak DJ stepped to me, but I just couldn't get enough. I'm so
true life with me, all true life with me, all true life with me, all true life with me. Found me on a basement floor. inside my head. Wave struck a sea of bitterness.